The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So Rick James.
Mm-hmm.
The music star. There's a new documentary out about him that debuted this past Tuesday at the Tribeca Film Festival called Bitchin'.
I'm Rick James.
The Sound and Fury of Rick James. And like we said, a lot of people don't know a ton about him. Like I only know that he sang Super Freak.
Yeah.
And
that
it had the same can't touch as MC Hammer.
Right.
I mean, yeah, until the Chappelle sketch, I didn't really know
Rick James.
I'd heard a couple of stories because I was just into pop culture and music. But he was like, I mean, he was one of the biggest stars in the world. And it was during a period in time where, like, I mean, everything was excessive.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like, drugs, sex, money.
Mm-hmm. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Definitely true. So, like, you may remember him from the classic Chappelle sketch, Charlie Murphy telling his Rick James story.
We got a taste for Studio 54. We walking up into the VIP section, and all of a sudden I heard something go, Charlie Murphy! He had this ring on to commemorate this song he had put out called Unity.
And this was imprinted in that black head of his for at least a week.
Eddie and everybody else thought that was the funniest. And so that threw me in a weird space because I'm like, yeah, this is Rick James. He's a star.
I'm Rick James. It's a celebration.
Maybe I'm overreacting. I actually went there like, maybe I shouldn't do nothing, but my ghetto side was going, yo, stomp this motherfucker out right here. I waited because I knew what hotel he was staying in. I said, y'all be right back. I shot over to the hotel, went up to his room, knocked on the door.
Charlie Murphy!
He had his hand cocked to throw another red hand. When he's coming for, I just can't. Bow! Caught him with the front.
He'll tell it like he gave me some kind of Bruce Lee cross kick or something.
I kicked it. Out of him, and then he screams out,
"Security!
Mother, take one more step. I'm kicking this out the mother window.
Come here, freeze!
You know you was wrong for what you did to me earlier. Look what you did to my face.
I'm sorry, Tyler Murphy. It was an accident. I was having too much fun. I'll offer you a truce.
My God, all that stuff was so crazy.
Show Charlie Murphy your
Rick James.
I need to go back and watch that entire thing.
It's so good.
It's like 8 minutes long or 9 minutes long.
Yeah. I forgot he died. He died young. He was 56 when he died. Yeah. Cardiac and pulmonary failure. Had just 9 different drugs in his system at the time of death.
Was that all?
Yeah, that was it.
Rick James, born in Buffalo.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Mm-hmm. He fled Buffalo Toronto to escape
The
Navy.
Did.
Oh,
and then
he didn't want to be drafted.
Was in a band in the 60s with Neil Young called the Mina Birds. The manager dimed him out for deserting. He ended up going to jail, like Navy jail, for deserting the Navy.
Navy jail. It's just a disco club.
I guess. Yeah, it's like YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
He busted out in the 70s. So there's a number of specific scenes that pop up in this documentary. But he was very frustrated in 1982 by his 1982 album, Throwin' Down.
Is this story in the trailer or is this in that video?
Let's do that
first. All right, so here is the full trailer.
P-Funk, Parliament, Bootsy, all these people, they were kind of looking at Rick sideways because he had learned how to craft pop with funk. And so he hit the big time faster than they did.
Rick was the smartest one out of all of us. He sold a lot of records. People came to the concerts, and, you know, he used to talk about, yeah, I'm selling more records than y'all. I think George took offense a little bit, but all was fair and funk and war, man.
The first tour is amazing. You'd be going out 6-7 months. We hit every place in America, it seemed like.
L.A. Coliseum, July 1979. Wow. Greatest funk festival.
Like the L.A. Coliseum, like...
That's a massive.
90,000 people or whatever, yeah.
There was over 100,000 people in there, the audience. And they was chanting our names, screaming and hollering. And that made me feel real good. And I was saying, we did it.
Wow, that member of his band.
You have no idea.
Like, you have to see how ridiculous their costumes are.
So, yeah. It makes pro wrestling and hair bands seem like conservative Sunday
totally.
Baptists.
Yes. Yes.
It's like they had a baby, and that baby was like Madonna kind of. And also Eric Clapton. Or whoever. Y'all know Elton John. That's what I'm thinking of.
Probably not Eric Clapton.
Maybe Clapton, too. I mean, he could play guitar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He was a showman. From the time he walked on stage to the time he walked off, he was in it to give everything that he felt about the music and throw that out to the audience.
Oh, they didn't talk about any of the good stuff.
Okay. There's not those much were the, in that.
Those were the good times, but then there was the times where, well, he did too many drugs all the time.
Yes. So he was frustrated by the disappointing sales for his 1982 album, Throwin' Down, and the accompanying tour. So he slammed into the office of then Motown president Jay Lasker to deliver his next LP. He proceeded to pour cocaine onto Lasker's desk, snort it, jump on top of the desk, take out his genitalia and shove it in Lasker's face while yelling, "Sell my GD record!"
Okay.
Did it work?
Gordy reveals that after the singer left the room, Lasker simply said, "Lionel Richie," effectively signaling that all of Motown's muscle would now put behind another of the label's stars, and Rick James' career never really recovered from that moment.
Yeah, it did not have the effect he wanted.
Nope.
Just went, I think we'll, Prince, too. I guess he had a rivalry with Prince. He just hated anybody that was possibly more popular, selling more records.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought I would have any interest in a Rick James documentary. I now know that I want to see the Rick James documentary.
I definitely want to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the outfits alone.
I was just going to say, just for the costumes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, amazing. Lots of jumpsuits and sequins.
And he was putting glitter and sequins in his hair. And, I mean, glitter never goes away. Mm-mm. And I couldn't imagine just dumping it in my hair like that.
I don't think he
wanted it to go away.
No.
Yeah, I think he wanted it to stay forever. Yeah.
Everything shines.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.